This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Robert Nieman, it's N-I-E-M, like Mary, A-N, like November. Date of birth 12/30/1952. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Nieman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, acidosis, and hypertension. His last visit was November 7th of 2023. His weight is stable, and he's been feeling well since his last visit. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no recurrence of his atrial fibrillation after his ablation last year, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram daily. Isosorbide, 60 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And gabapentin is 100 milligram at bedtime, as in addition to other routine medications that are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 201 pounds, pulse 62, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 6th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.52 with estimated GFR of 27, slightly higher than usual, but his previous readings were 2.38, 2.26, and 2.3. Albumin 4.3, calcium is 9.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and planned. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels. They have been higher than that in 2022, as high as 3.0. But we would like him to continue to monitor labs monthly. 2, hypertension currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, metabolic acidosis at goal with sodium bicarbonate. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.